most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Mike and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night. How you all doing? How was your week? Well, I hope you all doing fine, because you know I always say take life to the max, and I hope you are, because there's no better place to take it. And of course, there's no better place to take your Sunday nights to Max and Friends right here on LA Talk Radio. Hey everyone, it's my fifth year, my 10th season, because we do two a year, and I've got some great archives. So go to www.latalkradio.com and then /max with a capital M dot php, and there you're going to get all my 5 years of shows. You're going to have everyone there, from the Housewives to Lisa Lampanelli to Mike Horn the Explorer. We've got some politicians, you know how we roll here. I say we go from politicians to prostitutes and comedians to cooks, and that's how we do it here on Max and Friends. But I'm glad you're tuning in. Meganella, how you doing? I love you all. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know. We're an interactive show. I want to know what's on your mind. We've got a great guest coming up tonight, the divine Miss Val Derbibi. Y'all know her from her show, The Val Derbibi Show. Well, she's coming on tonight. I've been on her show twice now, always doing something with food. So we're going to inspire you, give you some love, give you some good energy to get your week going just well. That's why I love the last hour of Sunday here on the East Coast. It's 11, LA it's 8, and of course out in the countries, the time zones of Central, it's 10. So thank you all for tuning in. I got my phone, my T-Mobile phone, by the way. I've got it juiced up, and I got to lower it, because when I get your tweets, which I love, it makes a noise, and then I get in trouble. But it's all good. Hey, don't forget, take the LA Talk Radio app on the go with you. It's free when you go to the LA Talk Radio. When you go to the app store. So go there, because the app is free. I'm doing good. Thanks for tweeting me, Meganella. I'm doing real good. All right. So anyway, back to the show, because I'm getting all involved in my social media. We're going to talk tonight to Hunter Cross as well. He's going to come here and tell us why it's so important to register to vote. There's still time to register. So I want to know what you all think about voting and the process. At Max Tucci on Twitter. Give me your thoughts there. All right. Well, I've got to tell you all, I've been having a wonderful week. Tomorrow I'm shooting some more stuff for EHOW. I'm doing 10 cooking shows tomorrow, so it's a crazy week, but I love you all for being a part of my life, and I want to give you some love. So just right now, I'm going to inspire you via song, and when we're back from the song, the lovely, divine Ms. Val Derbibi will be here. But until she's here, we're going to play for you This Little Light of Mine. Let's get to church, people. I love you all for listening, and stay tuned to Max and Friends. We'll be right back. Hit it, Ronan.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Oh,
this little light of mine,
this little light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
This little light of
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. We just let our little light shine. Don't y'all love that song? I don't know. Every time I hear that song, it just makes me want to just stand up and shout, right? Don't y'all feel like that? Well, I know it's Sunday night, so let's just bring you all calm again. Bring you back to a place of inner peace. So I just hope you all take that song this week. And when you take your work day and your life to the max, make sure that you let your little light shine. Speaking of little light shining in this world of ours, the amazing Valder Beebe, you know, she's a fellow radio host here with the show, The Valder Beebe Show, which features inspiring interviews with A-list celebrities and other well-known personalities. Her popular program is broadcast on KKVI Radio, FM 89.9 or 95.9. Check out KKVIRadio.com. And you all can check her out there. She's got her podcast and the internet too. She is a woman that is conquering the entertainment world by storm, Ms. Valder Beebe, and she's here tonight on Max and Friends. Welcome, and pull up your mic. I'm glad you're joining us tonight.
Hi, Max.
It's a pleasure to have you here tonight, Valder Beebe.
It's my pleasure to be. I'm so glad we got a chance to talk again, because I enjoyed having you on the show.
I love being on your show, because every time we're on your show, I know we're always talking about, you know, sponsors and the food that we're serving up, but we always end up talking about food, and doesn't that just bring people together?
It does. Food, that's the favorite segment on my show. The food segment on the Valder Beebe Show is titled Lagniappe, and that in Creole, that means something extra. So the segment that you were in and all other food purveyors is called Lagniappe. I love to talk about food. I really do.
Well, we all need something extra in life, don't we?
We do. And food is something that I think we all can bond with.
Food is something we could bond with. Well, right now it's 11:11 on the East Coast, so you know what that means, everyone. Make your wish, because I'm big on that. But so tell me, Valder Beebe, how did you get involved in the radio industry, the TV industry, and using your beautiful hypnotic voice to captivate your listeners?
Well, I just basically kind of was the next evolution. My husband and I are in computers, and when my job ended in corporate America, I stayed home a while to take care of my kids, and this just was something that just happened. My current publisher, our radio show is published in a newspaper, like who's going to be on the show, that type of thing. Anyway, I met her, and she wanted me to fill in for her at the radio station, KKVI. I'd never been a radio host. I'd always been on the other side. I ended up filling in for her, and was one of the highest rated shows for her at that time. And shortly thereafter, she said, "Valder, you know, I can always get another show on KKVI. I think this show is meant for you. And that's how I started.
You see, I always say what God has for you, it is for you. Isn't that the truth?
It is. And no one else can have it. And what God has for them, you can't have it either.
That's right. Well, speaking of all these wonderful radio shows, you know, you also have everything now online, so people can see your interviews. You have gotten some celebrity. You get everybody. You get all the A-list stars. Speaking of, you just had Ilana Van Sant on with her new show. Tell me, how was that interview?
That was really, really good. I watched her, as you probably have over the years, mature and, you know, go from an author to a talk show host. And we really focused on her new show. I didn't focus on things that I know. I know a lot about people just because we live in that kind of culture. You know,
right.
I didn't focus on, you know, I saw her and Oprah makeup on TV or deal with some issues or the personal issues that she has recently dealt with her life,
right,
such as bankruptcy, divorce, the death of a child. I really stayed focused on the current show, which was her mission at the time. And
fix my life.
Yeah, and we fixed, Iyanla fixed my life. And we were able to really hopefully bring more viewers to her show. I think that's the good thing about the Valder Beebe Show. I don't sit around worrying about, you know, what the numbers are, what the advertisers are, dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
Yeah.
I do my job. I love what I do. And if I can add anything to your show, you know, anybody else's show, that becomes my reward. And I think, you know, that was a really good interview for us to do for our listening audience.
And now, where can people find that interview?
You can go on ValderBeebeShow.com and click on interviews, and you can find it there. But we have a YouTube channel. We have we have our own network on another internet channel called OPN TV Network. We have a lot of affiliates. The Valder Beebe Show is, I don't want to say unique, but it's a media show. I'm a media content provider, meaning I generate content. That's what I do, whether it's verbal, written, or visual. And then we have affiliates who distribute or host that content. So if you go to BalderBBShow.com, and there will be a schedule on the main page with the current newsletter, and you can find those affiliate locations, and you can see us in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm. You are taking over the world by storm, and I love it, because there's nothing. You know what I love about your shows, and I've seen you, and I've had the pleasure of being interviewed by you, is that you do things with passion. You know, and you do things where you want people to know really what's going on, and you really put a love and a joy in your interviews that a lot of people just don't do. And I feel the love when you interview, and I see it too. So I just think you're very special, and you have a gift for interviewing, and it shows. So I wanted to let you know that before we continue our interview.
Well, that's so nice, and I think you have a gift. You have a different kind of gift. You're very gregarious, and you seem fun, and you know, with your audience and things like that. And I am fun. I laugh so much on the show. My producer tells me, like, okay, can we laugh a little less today? Because you're right. I get a lot of joy of what I'm doing, and I talk to God all the time. And I told God, oh, this was about a year ago. I said, you know, I sit in high tech for all those years. This is so much fun. Why didn't you let me do this first? This is a lot more fun than being a software analyst, is where I come from.
Exactly. Well, you know what? Speaking of God, you have a great CD series called My Wake Up Call, and it's abundance. Tell us about your wake up call, and when did it happen?
Well, I'm so just excited about that. There's a company called My Successables Incorporated out of California that had call me up because they were great listeners, they told me, of my show, and they say they wanted to capture that, whatever they feel that is that I have. So they produced these CDs that call My Wake Up Call, and they asked me what kind of CD would I like to do, and I told them, you know, abundance is so abound in my life, and that's what I always want to share. And so we created a series of CDs, and it's four CDs. And I tell abundant stories from, you know, David and Goliath to Samson and Delilah, but they're all based on the Bible. Because the Bible to me is a living testimony of how we can get the best out of life. But you have to go in there and you have to decipher it. So I use it as a wake-up call to tell people, you know, that you can stand and stand strong and you can stand against the world. Because when David stood against Goliath, he told Goliath, the giant who was 9 feet tall, according to what the Bible says, he said, you come against me with sword and stone and men, but I come against you with the power of the Lord Almighty. And we know who won that fight.
That's true, because like you love saying, with God, all things are possible. Isn't that the truth?
It is. It's written, God wrote it in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 37. He says, with God, all things are possible. And people can use that, but the thing is that I like, and this is what the Valder Beebe Show does. The show is not about me. It really isn't, Max. It's about the power of you, the individual listening. Everybody has this power, and sometimes they have to hear it over and over. So I want people to know that you have this power, and with God, combined with that power, all things are possible. So when they're facing, you know, great medical emergency or the loss of a child or a loved one or things like that, they've got to have something to lean on, because you can't lean on your Rolex, you can't lean on your Rolls Royce, you can't lean on any of that in those hard times. But with God, you can lean on Him at all times.
Right. You know, it's funny because we had this conversation about a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about someone, because a friend of mine has their Rolls Royce. And it's funny that you say you can't lean on your Rolls Royce. You can lean on your Rolls Royce, but if you're going through a hard time, you're going to be leaning on it when someone's taking it away from you. So you're going to fall, and you will
fall. But God will always prop you up. It really was. Now, in my show, the Valder Beebe Show, you know, it's not about religion. I don't have to explain that anymore, because people always say, oh, is it a religious show that you say? Ask me that, you know, I'm God-centered, and so I'm thinking that's what people are hearing on the show. Because, if we, you know, some days I talk about food, and recently I talked to former Governor Jennifer Granholm. She was at the DNC convention. She was a real passionate speaker. She didn't talk about God at all, but I think you can hear it when a person is that type of person.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Well, you know, we've got listeners out there right now because I'm getting some tweets, and they're all saying that this is inspiring for them. I have one lady in particular, her husband's in the military, and we know it's really a tough time for them right now to have their spouses overseas or stationed somewhere that's not close to them. And, you know, God is really with them at that moment. So, people, thank you for tweeting us because we're sending the love out to you. And if you're being inspired from listening to us tonight, we thank you for tuning in to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I've got my special guest, Valder Beebe. You know, we were talking about the Bible and books, and I believe that every day we write our own pages in our own books, and we have our own chapters every year. Every year is a chapter of our life. So I want to get to know Valder Beebe, and I want to know about your book, Valder. So tell us how your days usually start.
Well, my day starts, I try to start it the best way I can. My husband and I, we've been married for a long time. I'm not going to tell you how long, then you might kind of figure out how old I am. But we've been married for a long time, and every morning, I'm a churchgoer. My husband is not a churchgoer, but we're both believers in God. And every morning, we start our day off with prayer before he goes off to his office and before I go off to my studio. Every day, we start our day off with prayer. If he's traveling, he calls on the phone, and we pray together. I mean, and it's all probably less than 15 seconds. I kid you not, Max. So people that say they don't have time to pray or, you know, I forgot to pray because it takes very, very little time. And I think that kind of buffers my day when, you know, somebody tells me, no, you can't do this. No, this guest won't be on your show. We don't know who you are or whatever happens to me throughout the day. I've got something between me and the harsh realities of the world.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true, and I love your word abundance. Mine is gratefulness. This, especially these last few weeks, the word gratefulness is just coming to my spirit, and I love saying, today, God, whatever great you have for me, let it happen. So there's no limitations. Let all great things happen. So greatness is mine. I love how you have yours with abundance, and your my wake-up call. I love that series, because we all need a little wake-up call. Speaking of wake-up calls, and you know, the Valder Beebe show, because for some people who tune in, it is a wake-up call. And I want to know how your show plays in your personal life.
There is really no separation. The Valder Beebe show is Valder Beebe, and Valder Beebe is the Valder Beebe show. But I'm so over myself. This is my eighth season. In the beginning, you know, I'd run around and tell people, oh, my show. And I'm so over me.
It happens. I get it. You know, that's why I changed the show. I changed my show from, it used to be called To The Max. Now it's Max and Friends. It's all about everybody. I get it.
You get it. You really get it. You know, but I use Valder Beebe because my name is so unique. I decided to do this show, that's one of the things. I didn't have to trademark it because it is so unique. But it's not about me. It's about the people that are listening because I continually build the power that I have because I have a connection with God. And everybody has that connection. But I want them to know that they can be as powerful as they want. So the Valder Beebe Show is here to help the listener, the audience, because I have multiple audience. I have readers. People who read the newspaper and read about the show in the newspaper only. They may not listen online or the FM broadcast. I have viewers who actually look at a part of the show that's called That Celebrity Interview, and they may be viewers and they may not be readers. So I try to reach them in all aspects. And that's why I told you I'm a content provider.
And you do. Now, speaking of aspects, what is your favorite aspect of producing and hosting the Valder Beebe Show?
My favorite aspect. Well, I'm going to say this. I said this at the beginning. Talking about food. I love food. I love cooking. I'm a great cook. I love food. I love people that talk about food and do food because there's a special soulness about people like that. And I think I had my producer send you a list of people I interviewed that do
yes.
food. I'm always trying to hunt food people down. And I do a lot more on the show, but I love to do food in my lanyard section.
I love it. And I love that list because I'm on that list. So that was fun to see my name amongst everybody, like Sandra Lee, you got up there. And, of course, Art Smith, Oprah Chef. And you just got a whole thing going on there. So speaking of Art Smith, let's talk about that because I know you've got something going on, don't you, with Art?
Well, in my October lineup, a lot of people, if they understand radio, people book ahead of time. So I've got Art Smith as one of my guests that's coming on. He's been on the show before. I talked to him right after he stopped being Oprah's chef, and a lot of people didn't know that. And so I wanted to talk with him to find out what was his next chapter. That's kind of how I put it. And he went on to open a Southern restaurant. So we kind of talked about that because he had produced some cookbooks. He had worked for Oprah. And it wasn't that, you know, he was tired or anything happened. It was just the next step for him. So we talked about him opening that. So when he comes on, he told me he had a surprise for me, something to announce. So I don't know what it is.
Well, we're all going to have to tune in. So, you know, I'm big with Twitter. So I hope that you – are you big on Twitter?
I am. Well, I'm not personally, and I like to tell the truth. I have a Twitter intern.
So we'll be able to get that there.
Yeah, but, you know, my Twitter following is growing. You can only do so much when you have a business. And that's something I couldn't really spend a lot of time. So I brought on an intern. I like to help other people. And so I've got an intern, but he's in college, very, very young. So he knows the Twitter universe, let me tell you.
It is a whole nother universe, too. I remember when I first got into it, I was like, is this really worth it? And now I just love my Twitter, because what I love about Twitter, and I'm going to say this now, is because we really, when we do these shows live and we have our interaction with our listeners, they just love tweeting and they become part of the show. So it validates them and it validates the show that we're really reaching out to people and they're tuning in and they're getting us. So I've got to give all my Twitter followers a big I love you and thanks for hitting me up. At Max Tucci on Twitter is where you can find me. Valder Beebe's here tonight. We're talking about everything from her shows that you can catch on all the web everywhere and on the radio and on TV. And of course, we're talking about food. And I just want to jump into that because I love me some food. I want to find out what you made for dinner tonight.
Well, tonight I didn't have to cook, but I had, I'm in this baked chicken thing. I want to make the best baked chicken in the world. I just started this about a month ago. So I baked the chicken. Yeah, I baked it. I did a half a baked chicken on Friday, and we had baked chicken sandwiches tonight for dinner.
Well, that's
really simple, delicious, you know, and then I could make my interview with you. But, you
there
know,
you
tomorrow,
go.
Let me tell you what I have on the menu tomorrow.
That's what I want to hear.
Tomorrow I'm going to cook okra and shrimp.
Now, you know, I was reading this about the okra. I'm actually Tuesday, I'm doing kingfish and okra with a
Ooh.
Brazilian friend of mine. So I'm going to find out about that recipe. But tell me how you do your okra and shrimp.
Well, it's just something innately that I now know. Have been fixing it most of my adult life, but grew up eating it. Basically, you know, people don't like okra because they say it's slimy. If you cook it, I guess the right way, it's not. And remember, I have a Creole heritage, so I cook like Creole people, which is a little bit different. I'm from New Orleans. And basically, you know, you cut your okra up, you fry it with what they call the Holy Trinity, onion, bell pepper, and celery. You cook that down a little bit, but I don't like my food cooked to death. So it still has some texture, and you can still tell what it is. Once you do that, you put some, I use tomato puree, and I'm the purest, pure Creole, they would use tomato paste, but I use tomato puree because I kind of like it's a little bit thicker and I don't have to use tomato paste. You cook that down just a little bit. You can add your shrimp and your smoked sausage, a little bit of chicken stock, or you can even add some water or some white wine, doesn't matter. Let it cook, and in less than 30 minutes, you can have your dinner, and then you put it over some rice with some French bread.
Now, what do you call that okra and shrimp dish?
Well, you can call it a lot of things. We just call it okra and shrimp, really, is what it's called. Or you can call it Creole okra and shrimp.
You just call it delicious, right?
Well, call it delicious. You know, that's another thing. Yeah.
You know what was funny was, actually, last week I was tuning into the Martha Stewart show, Ask Martha, and she had a question was, I don't know a really good okra recipe, so if anyone has one, call in. And this lady called in, and she gave, you know, it was a nice recipe, but it wasn't as nice as yours, because yours just made me hungry. So I'm going to throw some of those okra to the side on Tuesday, because I'm gonna add some shrimp and make that, or attempt to make that dish. But I'll
That's
let you know how that
came. Say that. And I'm gonna send you, I'll send you the recipe, because I'm writing my recipe down for my kids, and I will send you that recipe.
You know,
it's
speaking
really
of writing
simple.
Down, are you going to be writing a cookbook? I feel one in the works.
Well, I've been writing down the recipe for my kids. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but as I'm kind of cooking stuff,
that's
I'll jot stuff down.
Recipe for My Kids by Valder Beebe.
That is a good title. So, you know, the things that I cook, they still come. We have this thing called Sunday dinner at our house about, you know, once every 3 months or something like that. And that's a way for us to stay connected to our kids. You can tell my kids are grown. Mm-hmm. And I cook all the things that they know that they grew up with. So that's how I decided that I would write these recipes down, because most of them can't fix it. They can eat it very well, but they don't know how to fix it.
Speaking of fixings and telling the truth about food, you know, people have always said that Creole and Cajun are the same, but I've heard from you that they're not. So tell us how they're not the same.
Well, they're not the same because the people are not the same. But people, when you think of Louisiana, people think we're all one people. Well, it's like any state, you know, there's no all one people. The Cajun people came from Arcadia. So that makes them different from the people that are considered Creole. Now, there's different Creoles within Creoles, and there are Creole people who were French, there were Creole people who were Spanish, then there were these people who mixed with Africans. So you have a variety of blends in Creoles, and that's why people think we're all one people, but we're not. We really aren't. But so the Creole people, let's talk about the food differences, the Creole and the Cajun food. The Creole people, their food is based on a lot on the West Indies and Africa. The Cajun food is based a lot like food that you probably eat in Canada, but then infused with French and Spanish spices and foods. And so their food is a lot more thicker and a lot more heartier than what you find on the Creole side.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All this food is making me sound. I'm just, you hear it. It's making me feel so hungry. But, you know, we're going to move from food because we got to get into Hot Topics. So, Ronan, hit it.
Hey, y'all, girls and dolls. Pick a topic and then we're going to drop it on.
We're always going to drop our topics here on Max and Friends. I love my Hot Topic segments, and Valder's joining us tonight from the Valder BB Show. Y'all have seen me there on her show twice, and I hope to come on soon because we're going to talk about food some more on Valder's show. But tonight we're going to talk about some hot topics now because this world and this moment has so many offering us. And I know that, Valder, you wanted to talk about talk show wars on network and cable TV. So tell us about this hot topic that's going on.
Well, if people haven't figured it out, you know, everybody, as I say, everybody and their mom and their dog, they got a talk show, let me tell you. And so this fall, we're going to see so many more talk shows. Everybody's buying for your attention. You've got Anderson Cooper, who has Anderson Live. He's got his own flavor of talk show because he's going to have a different guest host every day. I don't know how he's going to sustain that. So you got that. What do you have? Who else?
Katie Couric. You have Katie Couric, Ricky Lake. She's got another TV show again.
You got Steve Harvey.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you got Suzanne Somers. Now
you just interviewed her, right?
I just interviewed her, and I got the inside, as they call it, the inside skinny from Suzanne on her talk show. And I think if we would bet on talk shows, she may do very well. Now, everybody's betting on Katie Couric because she's a former journalist. She's been on TV forever and ever, and she's the girl next door.
Right.
Okay, that's great. But Suzanne Somers, remember, if anyone knows anything about her, she's into hormones, youthfulness, looking youthful, and she looks good, too. So she has a talk show lifestyle show. So she'll be bringing in what her interests are, bioidentical hormones, food, healthy food. So her show's going to be a little bit different, and she's only going to come on once a week.
Yeah. No, I think that's good. I think when you're on 5 days a week, you know, you get a little oversaturated in the market. So I think she's doing the right thing. Listen, if anyone knows TV, it's Suzanne Somers, right? She knows her TV. And then, you know, I want to talk about, speaking of wars between network and cable, you know, we're talking about now about the wars of politics and Republican and Democrat. What best advice can you, because we're talking just right after you, we got Hunter Cross coming on. We're going to talk about the importance of registering to vote. What advice can you give my listeners tonight about the political aspect of things?
Well, I don't do advice. I do inspiration. But one of the things I would say is get out and vote. You can't make a difference if you can't be counted. And I think this is defining in our lifetime. You know, it really, really is. This is kind of like when people were in the Depression. you know, to getting to the voting booth was really, really important. I think it's really important for people to get out and vote. Doesn't I you know, I'm not about telling people who to vote for.
Right,
but
not
get out and vote. Be heard. You know, people have given their lives for people in America to have the right to vote, and I can't see people not exercising that freedom. But, of course, if you have not traveled a lot, if you haven't been overseas where people are suppressed from voting, you don't really know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
America is truly the land of the free.
And that's the truth. And you know what's great is that tonight we're talking about the importance of registering, because I can't believe how many people aren't registered to vote.
Yeah, there's before you talk about voting, you got to register. That's the name. You know, look, maybe I can tell them this. You know, my husband and I take care of my 98-year-old aunt. She lives with us. She's healthy. She's vital. She's never missed voting in a primary election in her entire life.
Mm. That's a testament in itself.
That is a testament.
So there's no excuse. There's no excuse. But, you know, it's true. It's that we really have to get. And there's so many simple ways. You know, now you could literally register on Facebook. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. I mean, they made it so very, very easy for us. Oh, you can be absent. You know, someone had asked me recently, did my aunt want to do absentee voting? I said no, because part of the pleasure of voting is to go into that little booth. And no, but you can do absentee voting. You can do early voting. You can vote
absolutely
a lot of different ways.
Bottom line is you got to do it, right?
Yeah, but you got to register, like you said. First, you got to register.
And it's really
easy, Max. So I hope everyone takes the time to register and be heard. Make a difference. You know, telling your people, your friends, you don't like a candidate, it's not going to make a difference. You have to go and vote to make a difference.
Absolutely. And be educated in who you're voting for, too. I think that's the important thing. But, you know, I want to talk to you real quick, because we're going to let you go in just a moment. But I want to find out. I got some three questions for you. I love doing this segment of the show where it's, you know, these my three questions. So my first question to you, Ms. Valda Beebe, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would you choose to live?
I would live in London, England. I visited there once. Mm-hmm. And it seemed, when I first went there, I just finished telling someone, it was like I had went home. I mean, I kid you, I had never been there before, but it was like I had went home. So I would visit London, England.
Oh, I love London, England. Hi to all my listeners in London. I know Sharon is a great listener. She's the one that sang that Hot Topics tune for me, Sharon. So how you doing, Sharon, in London? My number two question to you, Ms. Valda Beebe, is what's the one thing you cannot live without?
My husband. He's like air to me. I have to have him.
And he has to have you back. I can feel that connection between you two.
we just wrote a little note. You know, I can't imagine my life without him. And he said the same for me.
And my number three question to you is, if you could only choose one quote to inspire the people, what would it be?
Oh, that's hard, because I love quotes. But I'll have to go back to where we started, Luke 1:37. With God, all things are possible for those who believe.
That's the truth. Well, I believe in you, Ms. Valda Beebe, and I thank you so much for being a guest on the Max and Friends show here on LA Talk Radio. If you missed any portion of the show, listeners, you know it's going to be on archive right after the show, so you can grab it there, download it, digest it, and love it, because we were talking about food with the fabulous Ms. Valda Beebe. When is your next show coming on?
I will be on in the morning, 8 o'clock. You can catch me. Go to my website, valdabeebeshow.com. You can always catch me on there.
Well, we love you for being there for us to listen to and inspire us. Have a wonderful evening, and I look forward to seeing you real soon.
And I look forward to you being my guest again on the Valda Beebe Show. Thank you so much, Max.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. Hey, everyone, we're going to go for a joyride real quick. And when we're back, we're going to talk about the importance of registering to vote with Hunter Cross. Joyride by Roxette. This is for Fab and for Jerry. Hit it.
Come on, join the joyride, everybody. Get your tickets here.
Hello, you fool. I love you. Come on, join the joyride. I hit the road out of nowhere. Rider in a love game, following the
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Roxette and Joyride. And, of course, that little jingle you heard was my girl, Monroe King. Monroe, I'm sending you some love, and thank you for making my jingles on Max and Friends. Hey, everyone, wasn't that just about the joyride? But how come this whole political journey to voting is not a joyride? Or is it? Well, Hunter Cross is back tonight to let us know. But before we get to Hunter, I got to just say a major, major thank you to Contesta Rock here in South Beach, Florida, to Michael who cut my hair. This haircut, I got to tell you, I posted the picture on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter. On Facebook alone, 35 likes and 25 comments. So I think that speaks for itself, Contesta Rock here. Thank you so much for doing your thing with my hair. Anyway, let's do our thing tonight here on Max and Friends with Hunter Cross, and let's talk about voting and why it's so important to register so y'all could vote. Hunter, welcome back.
Thanks a lot, Max.
So tell us, A, why is it so important that we all register to vote this year?
Well, I think it's important to register so that you at least have a chance to participate. If you listened to me before, you'd know I'm not necessarily an advocate for everybody voting. I'm an advocate for the informed voting. I think people need to figure out what's going on in the world, what's going on in their country, and figure out where they stand, and then participate. But now, you can't do it if you don't register.
Now, here's my question to you. What if you've registered, but you still don't like Obama, and you still don't like Mitt Romney? What are you supposed to do, vote or not vote?
I think you should vote. The reason why I think you should vote, because we don't have a government where the president has all of the power. We have a government where there's shared powers among the three branches. And there is a philosophy that each of the most prominent parties, the Democrats and Republicans, have. And so you, whether you like the person that they chose to represent them this time or not, that's not necessarily going to matter all that much. But the policies of that party do matter. And I think your particular life, depending on what you believe in and how you think our country should be for you and your family, matters. And you can decide based upon those general themes for each of those parties about whether or not that guy is the guy for you, even if the particular candidate isn't necessarily, hasn't lived up to your expectations. If you're an Obama, if you're considering Obama, maybe you supported him in 08, but now he didn't check off all the things on your list that you had expected. Maybe you're disappointed. All right, fine. But do you want to simply go back to what we had before by not voting for Obama and perhaps letting someone who supports Romney count and you don't count? Or do you want to support Romney, which is supporting something so different than what Obama stood for in 08 and what I think he stands for now? So I think you need to be educated. I've said before that I think you should have to take a test before you register to vote. I don't think that everybody should vote. I think you need to be informed. If you're just going to walk into a poll and just pull a lever on a whim, I think that, you know, if you're one of those uninformed people who hasn't decided what to do, I think you need to read a newspaper and figure out where you stand and not just
now.
Just
but now we can't always wasted. Believe what we read. So what is it? Just an intuition of who we believe is right? Or how do we really know who's right for us?
You need to read more than one thing. You can't just say read the New York Times, for example, and assume that everything you read in the New York Times is the gospel truth, or that it's not slanted in one way or another. You need to watch Fox News. You need to watch Bill O'Reilly. You need to hear what they have to say so that you know what their point of view is. And then you need to watch Rachel Maddow, and you need to watch Ed. You need to watch those other guys on the other network and see where they're coming from, and then decide which of them speaks to you. And then decide whether or not this is the group I'd rather align myself with, or whether I'd rather align myself with the other. And then you decide, you know, I'm going to vote for this guy because he's a member of that party. Not necessarily because you think Mitt Romney is the brightest guy, or because you think the things he says he's going to do are actually going to get done. Because that doesn't really matter. I mean, in Mitt Romney's case, he hasn't really said much about what he's going to do. He's basically told you that he doesn't like what Obama's doing and that he's going to do something better. Well, okay. But you won't really find out what the people who support him think or want from him unless you watch some of these TV news shows, or unless you read a newspaper that tends to describe Republican policies in a better light.
Well, you know what? I want to talk to you real quick about, you know, the whole importance of registering, because I know a lot of people who aren't registered, and a lot of them go on saying that, you know, oh, I don't want to register because then I don't want to, you know, do jury duty. Does one thing really have to do with the other?
Well, don't get me started about jury duty.
Get started.
I know people complain about jury duty, and I know it interferes with their lives, but let me tell you something. If you get the whole concept of the jury system is so that you can be judged by a jury of your peers, people who are like you. So the whole system falls apart when people like you try and get out of doing jury duty. It's usually one day out of your life. It doesn't usually go on for weeks or days like sometimes you hear. It goes this one day, and if you decide, I'm going to do everything I can to get out, or I'm going to say that I don't like black people so I don't get picked on a jury for this one or that one, or I don't like this guy or I don't like that, to try and get out of it, then who's going to be there when you get arrested under some trumped up bullshit charge? Who's going to be on the jury that's going to be judging you? It's going to be people who are out of work, because they don't have anything else to do, perhaps. It's going to be retired people, because they get off on it because it gives them some purpose. Those are the people who are going to be judging you. There's not going to be people like you judging you. You're not going to be judged by your peers. So if you're not voting or you're not registering to vote because you're afraid of jury duty, come on. You live in this country. You need to do jury duty if they ask you. It's not a big deal. And
well,
Jesus, people were going to war. People were being drafted up until, you know, 20 years ago, and you had to go and serve in the military, maybe go to Vietnam or maybe go somewhere else. All you're asking you to do is go one day to sit on a jury. It's not the end of the world.
Well, speaking of not the end of the world, how easy now is it to register to vote?
You just have to fill out some forms. You can go online and do it. You have to register in the state and in the county where you live. So there may be some information that you have to give. You go online, basically. So wherever you happen to live, you can just Google the name of your county and voter registration, and whatever site that is for your particular county will pop up, and you can usually register online. It's not that big a deal.
When's the deadline?
It varies from state to state. But if you aren't looking into it now, we're coming down to the final stretch. If you decide the week or so before the election that you want to register, it is going to be too late because they've already got all those lists printed. It's not you would think that, you know, for the most part in this country we'd be computerized, but we're not. They have these lists printed, and they're starting to send them out to precincts and what have you. And if you're not on that list because you didn't register 2-3 weeks in advance of the election, you're not going to be able to vote if you care.
Well, speaking of getting to the final stretch, we've come to that moment here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio where we've got to say goodnight to all of you listening. We thank you for tuning in. Hunter Cross, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
And I hope you inspired the people to register.
Well, I want people to educate themselves on what the issues are, register, and then go vote their heart. That's what I want people to do. I don't want people just to go and register and show up that don't know anything. Those people may as well just stay home as far as I'm concerned.
Well, speaking of staying home, if you're going to stay home on a Sunday night, we hope you tune into Max and Friends because we're here every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. Eastern time. And thank you all for tuning in. We're going to play Joyride again because I hope this week y'all just have a great week. You take it to the max and you have a joyride. Hit it, Ronan, and stay tuned because I got a special message in between the song. Hit it.
Come on, join the joyride, everybody. Get your tickets
in. Hello.
Hey, this is Max Tucci. Thanks so much for tuning in to Max and Friends tonight right here on LA Talk Radio. We're here every Sunday night. If you missed any portion of Valder BB on my show tonight or Hunter Cross, I pray that you go to latalkradio.com/capital M for Max www.lataxx.php. Find all my shows there. The archives are there. Love you all for listening. Hey, stay tuned because next Sunday is Psychic Sunday. We've got Danielle Agnew. She's here on LA Talk Radio. She's coming on. Plus, we've got Mark Anthony coming back. So everyone, take this week to the max. Enjoy the joyride and enjoy Roxette. We're out of here. Take life to the max. Love you all for listening. Good night. Hey, Ronan, thank you.
She's a child of the sun. We're a part of this together.